Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. Tennessee Public Records Online Directory, new resource for TN Property Research. The Tennessee Public Records Online Directory provides centralized access to public records across the state. Real estate professionals in TN can streamline due diligence, verify property details, and research ownership history through this consolidated records portal. Bookmark https://publicrecords.netronline.com/state/TN for quick access to county-level public records during transactions. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines, TN Agents, How Commissions Work and Who Pays, Bankrate Guide. Bankrate explains how real estate agents get paid via commission, typically as a percentage of the home's sale price, and who covers the cost. Understanding commission structures helps Tennessee agents clearly communicate their value and navigate fee conversations with local buyers and sellers. Review the full breakdown at Bankrate to sharpen your client conversations. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. Inside Tennessee's Average Real Estate Commission Rates, What Pros Should Know. HomeLight breaks down the average Tennessee real estate commission rate, typical realtor fees for selling a house in the state, and strategies to maximize seller proceeds. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Tennessee agents and brokers competitively price their services while educating clients on market norms. Review the full commission breakdown and seller tips at the source link to sharpen your listing presentations. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines, TN Commission Rates and Splits, What the NAR Settlement Means for Your Practice. A new guide breaks down Tennessee's real estate commission landscape, covering average rates, commission splits, and how the NAR settlement is reshaping compensation structures. As commission models shift industry-wide, Tennessee agents need clear, localized guidance to navigate negotiations and protect their income. Review the full breakdown of TN commission structures and NAR settlement impacts at the source below. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. Davidson County Property Assessor maintains fair appraisal standards for Nashville Metro. The Property Assessor of Nashville and Davidson County works to accurately appraise property to achieve fairness and equity across the metropolitan area. Accurate and equitable property valuations in Davidson County directly affect listing prices, negotiations, and client expectations for Tennessee real estate professionals working in the Nashville market. Review current appraisal practices and equity standards at https://www.padctn.org/ to better advise clients on valuation fairness. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Nashville Property Assessor's Real Property Search Tool streamlines TTN tax roll process. The Nashville Property Assessor provides a real property search system to identify, list, appraise, and classify all taxable properties for the annual assessment roll. TN real estate professionals can use this tool to verify property valuations, understand the appraisal process, and guide clients through appeals or assistance programs in Nashville. Access property records and valuation details at httpcptn.org/realproperty-search. Tennessee Real Estate Updates, Rutherford County Residential Building Permits. Key resource for TN Real Estate Pros. Rutherford County, Tennessee maintains a dedicated webpage for residential building permit information. Tracking permit activity in fast-growing Middle Tennessee counties like Rutherford helps agents and developers anticipate inventory shifts and price pressure. Bookmark Rutherford County's permit portal to monitor new construction pipelines at /rutherfordcountytn.gov residential permits. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Nashville Dept of Codes and Building Safety Issues Permits for TN Real Estate. The department handles the issuance of building and related trades permits as a primary responsibility. Real estate professionals in TN must ensure compliance with these permit requirements during construction and renovation projects. Visit the official Nashville Department page for details on permit issuance. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Hamilton County Building Permits and Inspection Data. Hamilton County provides government services, court information, and data related to building permits and inspections. Access to this permit data is essential for Tennessee real estate professionals verifying property compliance and renovation history in Hamilton County. Review current building permit records and inspection data via the county portal. Tennessee Real Estate Updates, Knox County TN Property Search Resource. The source provides a digital portal for conducting property searches within Knox County, Tennessee. Real estate professionals in TN can utilize this tool to efficiently access property records and verify parcel data for transactions. Access the portal to research property details at https://propertyinfo.knoxcountytn.gov/. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded, the most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze. In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what?